It's my pleasure to introduce Chris Klimme as our last speaker before we get a lunch break. So Chris is a senior vice president for American National Bank and Trust Company. He's in the Dallas market, and he does great work for American National Bank and Trust. He is a Juris Doctor from Baylor, and he is going to share with us taxation of S&Ts, including court-created trusts. Please help me welcome Chris.
Well, good morning, everyone. At least I didn't draw the bean that's right before the happy hour, so that's good. Those of you out there that know me know I'm really not too shy about making fun of myself. And, you know, one of the issues I've had over the last few years is, you know, aging is catching up with me, whether it's the loss of hair, growing hair in places I don't want it to, but also hearing is becoming surprisingly an issue I'm starting to have. And so when I was asked to speak for this conference, I understood that I was going to speak on faxes and special needs trusts. Now, I thought that was kind of a unique question. I mean, I went to the first one of these 21 years ago. So it was like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone do that. Yes, I've been practicing law for 33 years. I know what a fax machine looks like. But really, I don't know what I'm going to come up with. And then finally, Hannah had to say when I started to submit materials, Chris, it's taxes. And I was like, oh, crap. They got the wrong person. So for those of you that are going to watch the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, if you remember, and this will also show my age, the great Gilda Radner playing the character Emily Latella, who would be on Weekend Update, and she was a little sweet old lady that was hard of hearing, and she would give commentaries. And so I came this close to dressing up as Emily Latella today so I could just say, what's the fuss about faxes and special needs trusts? I just don't understand what the fuss is. And then have Bryn say, Chris, it's taxes. Never mind. So anyway, with that, let's talk some substance. God, what a picture. Okay, so one thing I do need to mention to you all is that the materials were prepared by Derek Torres, a CPA out of McKinney. I have known and worked with Derek for over 10 years. He has done a lot of great tax work for not only American National, but also other banks that I have worked with in the past. So I can't recommend him enough. He'll be floating around here during the course of the day. Now, with that being said, any mistakes that I make in this presentation over the next 30 minutes are all his fault. So, all right, so the first thing we need to talk about when we're talking about taxes and trusts is we've got to have an understanding of what classification of trust you're working with as you're filing the tax return. And there's three basic trusts that we talk about: complex, simple, and then the grantor trust. Now, with the complex trust, it's a trust that does not require the distribution of all income. Instead, it gives the trustee the discretion to either distribute income or hold the income within the trust. Otherwise, you know, it's a full discretionary trust. All the discretion's on the trustee in terms of making distributions. With this type of trust, you file a 1041, or otherwise known trust tax return. You generate a K-1 that then is submitted to the beneficiaries to report on their personal income taxes. There is a tax exemption on the first $100, but the kicker with the complex trust and what tends to not be good about this format, if it's not also a grantor that we're going to get to, is that you get that compressed trust tax rate, and it